I think we got cut off, huh?
I don't know. I keep saying hello, hello.
Same with me. I said, Joseph, did you hit mute? Because it didn't seem like the phone hung up. I just, all of a sudden, I couldn't hear you anymore. And then I didn't know if you could hear me. So the phone must have just gone dead. That was weird. So,
yeah. I don't know. There's something wrong with this connection sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. So do you want me to set it up as certain areas, or do you want me to have someone call you a little bit later and they can determine it when they talk to you later?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what areas that we need to target. Well, mostly, yeah, the zip code over there and the area where I did some jobs over there in Glen Ellen, show pump.
Mosley and Glen Ellen?
Yeah. Like that area, Show Pump, Glen Ellen, I think that's, they all fall in that same category with the zip code.
Glen, and what was it called? Short Pump?
Yeah, I think it's Short Pump, but it's kind of Short Pump, but also it's, you know, Glen Ellen, so I don't know if you want to target a zip code.
Yeah, I can send them over the cities and the zip codes if you like, just to be safe.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
I can get a zip code is 23059.
Okay. Perfect. Okay.
And then in Chesterfield, 23838.
Uh-huh.
That's another zip code. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect.
Midlothian, 23112.
23112. Okay.
Yeah. And here in Mosley, 23120.
Okay. I think that's a really good starting point. I think that your ads will stretch out really good and get you some solid work there. So I'm going to send them this information and then...
Just a landing. Hold on. Let me try to check that. Just a landing.
Okay.
Just a landing. I'll try to find the zip code for San Landing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, just San Landing. Yeah, that's another area that I wanted to just San Landing. Another area I wanted to target.
How do you spell it? Maybe I could find it.
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. Maybe just C-H-E-S.
Chesa Landing. Okay, let me see. Is it Chesapeake?
Yeah.
Chesa Landing, Virginia. Is it, it's not Chesapeake Landing, is it?
No.
Just Chesa Landing.
Chesa Landing, yeah.
Chesa,
I think it's in Chesterfield. It's probably Chesson. Chesson, you know, Chesson Landing, I guess.
Chesson. With an
Chesson.
M, okay.
No. C-H-E-S-I-N.
Oh, I found it. Cheston. Cheston. It's 23838.
Yeah.
I found it. Because it says the zip code for Cheston Landing in Chesterfield, Virginia is 23838.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good. I found it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the right
that's
one.
The same thing. Okay, so I did give you the 23838 because I used to live in that area.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that looks like a nice area. So.
Not interest in landing, the Highlands.
Oh, okay. Oh, but it's the same zip code, huh?
Yeah, it's the same, I guess.
You're bougie. I just found out now.
That's funny. Not really.
You know, my daughter's friend, she's dating he's a Samoan guy, but he lives in Hawaii, but he's like the first, really, really, really bougie, like Samoan guy that he comes over here and he works for this big company that his dad owns, and he says he's coming with his Sky Miles and he has the unlimited credit card. And it's so funny because I always tell my daughter, I think that's why her friend likes him, because she dated, Polynesian guys before that were kind of like my husband is. My husband's a fob, you know, and I love it that way.
Okay.
But I think she likes it that this guy's like super bougie, you know, he always has his like designer clothes on and he's the grandson of the guy that started the original like fire knife dancing over there on the island.
Oh.
But it's so funny. His name's Larry.
Yes,
that's his last name. Wow, you know him. Yeah. But he's like,
I know the family.
Yeah, I wouldn't guess it if you saw Larry, because he doesn't seem like he's like into Polynesian dancing or anything. He's into being like super fancy all the time, you know?
I know. Oh, I know the family, the Lituni family. I know them.
Wow,
I know them very well. Yeah.
Well, it's so crazy that you said their last name, because that's exactly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What's the guy's name?
His name's Larry. Yeah.
Oh man, that's my brother's name, Larry. That's
His mom is the daughter of the fire knife dancer guy.
What's his mom's name?
Oh, I forgot her name.
I'll
I'm gonna ask Anise. I'll ask because the friend that my daughter has, her name's Anise, but her dad has owned like Polynesian groups out here in Southern California too. He goes by Chief Tama. His name's Greg. Greg Podge.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a small world, right?
Yeah,
it's kind of funny that when now I'm like, I thought about Larry when you told me about that zip code. I'm like, oh, you're bougie too, just like Larry.
Oh, man.
My husband, the reason we call him Fob, and a lot of my friends do, is one time my daughter was playing softball and her cage off of her her helmet broke, and I guess there was a rule in the softball that like you couldn't bat unless they had the cage on there, you know, to protect your face. So everybody's like, oh, go to the shed and find the equipment guy and see if he can fix it. Well, the shed was closed and there was no equipment guy there. So my husband said, hold on, I'll be right back. And he went to the car and he came back with like a lollipop stick and a rubber band. And somehow he fixed it. He put the cage back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And all the other softball parents that were there, they started calling him Fob. They still call him to this day. They'll be like, hi, Fob.
Oh, that's funny. That's
yeah,
funny.
But I'm
wow.
like, I'm like, how do you even think about doing something like that? You know, it's because he was raised that way. He had to improvise, you know? So, yeah. And my son-in-law's that way too. His brother played in the NFL and, you know, they live over here now, but when he grew up in Samoa, he didn't have much. So you can tell, like, you go down to the beach with him and he'll find like rocks and he starts skipping them on the water. And him, like, you're so funny because you can kind of tell, like, even though like he hasn't lived that way for a long time, you can tell like how he grew up, you know? So
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, we grew up in a hard life over there in Samoa. I come from a hard life too myself.
Tell me again, what was your village?
Bailima, Baola.
Oh,
I'm from Western. I'm from Western. I'm not from American Samoa.
Oh, So in Western Samoa, is that by Lima or is that American?
No, Western Samoa is independent. So American Samoa is a territory of America.
Yes.
We're the same people. We speak the same language.
Yes.
So we're in a, yeah, so some, where I'm from, we're independent. So the village that where I'm from is called Vailima.
But it's in Western Samoa, right?
Yeah, it's in Western Samoa.
Okay, okay. Yeah, because I was confused because you know how in American Samoa they do those like canoe races every year?
Yes.
Yeah, I yes. thought that one of the villages in that was Vailima, but I must have been wrong because if it's Western Samoa, it wouldn't have been in that, right?
Oh, no, we do the same thing too over there in Ramphong.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay, because yeah. I remember like some of the relatives like cheering on Vailima, and I was thinking like, oh, maybe I'm wrong if it's, yeah, but okay, but it's
oh, yeah.
a different.
They have the American Samoa too, bringing their canoe and competing over there.
Okay, so they it's the same race they compete with Western and American, or it's different? Is it they do their own
no,
races?
No, it's the same thing.
Oh, so they
American
do.
Samoa. Yeah, we're the same people. We speak the same language. That's because the American Samoa is a territory because they're under America. But we are the same, you know?
Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
But we're independent. We're not
yep.
under America.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I realize that because I know that my husband's the same way. He kind of like came from Western and then he was raised in American. And so he's kind
yep.
of got like ties to both sides. Yeah. And I know that the Western is run by the chiefs and then the American is the U.S. territory, you know?
Yes.
So, yeah. So mm-hmm. yeah, I understand that. I just wasn't aware that in the races, I thought that they were all American Samoan boats. I didn't know they were combined. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's
we've been having
cool.
that thing. Yeah, it's a culture, it's a history, you know, and stuff like that. Well, we have a head of state.
Okay.
You know, what's the top? Yeah, we have a head of state. So, you know, so we have a guy that's called a Maliator, Tanumafili, that, you know, Maliator, that's the head of state in Western Samoa.
So you, When they do those races, that's coming up. Isn't that in like March or something or February?
I have no, I lost track of
it. Yeah, I thought for some reason it's coming up, but I'm not sure. I just remember from like everybody talking about it might be, it
what?
Might be, yeah.
Well, they usually have those stuff like, now because they used to have that, it's a special celebration over there in Western Samoa. It's, Independence Day. That's in June, I think.
Oh, okay.
That's Independence Day. Yeah. And so that's why they have those big events and all that. But now we have another big event. It's called the Tewila. It's named the Tewila. It's a plant. It's a flower called Tewila.
I
so
love
that.
I love that name.
Yeah. So they have that festival now. So it's one of the big things. So they have two big celebrations over there. It's called the Independence and the Tewila. So sometimes they have the race in Independence Day or they have it in the Tewila Festival.
Is the Tewila Festival also in June?
No. That's it's in September, I think, or August.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's
no,
good.
You know what? It's probably October or November, somewhere there. I can't remember exactly when the Tewila Festival happens.
Wow. That's when my husband wants to go. He wants to go in October because he wants to go when those, what are they called? Polili fish or whatever come up on the shore. He always says every year in October.
Oh,
Pololo, that's it. I want to go for the Pololo.
I would never like that thing, man. I don't like eating that thing.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't experienced it yet, but I don't think I would like it either. I told him if I went over there, I would probably lose a lot of weight because I wouldn't want to eat like that, you know? And then he said, oh no, you're not going to stay in the village. You're going to stay at the Achy Gray. I said, okay, that's good. I'll stay at the Achy Gray.
Oh, that's in Western Samoa.
Yeah,
Achy Gray is in Western Samoa. Yeah, it's very nice.
I'm going to be at the Achy Gray and he'll go stay at that. So that's, now we're talking. So.
Well, now, No, it's not. It's not just Ekikoi is very nice. It's a 5-star hotel, but you got Sheraton Hotel now. You got other big hotels now. It's a competition
good.
Now. The development over there in Samoa now is very, the economy has changed. So a lot of businesses, a lot of hotels, big time hotel. Usually Ekikoi and Two Stella was one of the well known hotels.
Yeah.
But now you got a lot of the, some of the 5-star hotels is in those beach village.
Oh, that's good.
It's a very nice. Yeah. Mhm.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I like to stay closer to the ocean. You know, I think being by the water is good for your soul. You know. So
you gotta go. Sure. You gotta go to the beach village hotels. They're 5-star, very nice. It's far away from town.
Yeah, and then I don't have to eat the pololo. I can eat whatever they have at the hotel, and he can go and eat the pololo with his family, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay, well, I'm going to go put some fire under them to get these ads running for you, okay, because I want them up and running
fire.
Yeah, I'm going to put some fire under them, and then in the meantime, if you decide to add any zip codes, you can call me, but we have a really good starting point for now, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Oh, you're welcome, Joseph. It's always nice talking to you. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. Okay, bye.